Our first guest is our friend. He's been back. He's been on the show before. Nick Angotti, executive director and co-founder of the Peace on Earth Film Festival. And this is the 10th one you've done?
10th anniversary, Dave.
Thanks for coming back.
I'm glad to be back.
You know, I was thinking about this. We're going to handicap the festival. It's March 9th to 11th at the Davis Theater.
Yes, and it's newly renovated.
Newly renovated.
Beautiful.
Do they still have that seat? They used to have a love seat over on the right-hand side back when I was dating. You could sit and there was like, nothing. Between
very comfortable seats, comfortable.
Anyway, I was thinking about this, and every year this gets more relevant, don't you think? Mm. I mean, there's a lot more relevance to this year than there was last year.
Absolutely.
Tell me the gist of the festival, how this got started, and what people can expect.
Well, film has been on the vanguard of change forever. And with all the violence in film, it's just reflecting, is it reflecting society, or is it perpetuating violence? So I figured, I got this idea that if you want to change consciousness, how about finding a festival that does films on peace?
And you've got a background. Tell us a little bit about your background. You're an actor.
I was an actor for 25 years, 17 out in L.A., never met Harvey Weinstein, but we had a good time out there.
Yeah. And then you went into, did you go into religious studies, or were you already doing that at the same time? When you got your Master of Religion Studies and Doctorate of Divinity.
Right. Actually, it was my last 10 years out in L.A. Even though I was doing well, I decided to start studying ministry and gradually worked my way into ministry and moved here, took over a church here. I've got the Master's in Religious Studies. I also have a Doctor of Divinity.
And what church was that? I don't know.
The Church of Religious Science. It's similar to Christian Science. It's similar to Unity or Unitarian.
And that was here in the Chicago area?
Yes, in Chicago area. I had a church out near O'Hare, and then I was also relocated in the city, and I was actually in the theater building Chicago over on Belmont every Sunday for about 4 years.
So now, were you on the religious exploration at the same time you were in the film industry, or was it two separate things?
Well, no, it kind of like, I was always searching for something, and then, with all the craziness all around you out there and in the business, it really helped me to get more centered. And little by little, I found myself taking classes, and I thought, I think I'm gonna move toward the ministry.
So then you start the festival.
I started the festival in 2008, but I moved here in 95.
Moved here in 95.
Yeah.
What was the first festival like?
It was a beautiful, warm weekend on Labor Day, and we were at the Biograph Theater, but we still managed to bring in a good audience. And then it was so beautiful out, we thought, I think we need to bring this into the winter. So I took off 2009. I developed a new non-for-profit so it could be secular out of the church because, a religious festival is not going to get any legs at all.
Yeah.
And it seemed to pay off for itself, yeah.
And how'd you do the call for the films and documentaries and stuff? How did people find you? How did you find them?
We have a submission process that goes through Without a Box, which is a subsidiary of IMDb, which is a subsidiary of Amazon. Bezos owns everything right now. And then we also go through a company called Film Freeway. All our films are submitted. Occasionally, we will look for a film. This year, we found out about a film that was done on Sullivan High School and their multicultural soccer team, and that's the only film that wasn't submitted. It's a 6-minute film.
Yeah, home to thousands of refugees, asylum seekers,
right,
and immigrants.
Yep.
Sullivan follows the schoolboys' soccer team, which reflects the diversity of fusing players from all over the world. When does that air? Do you know?
That'll be on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. And it's March 9th to 11th.
March 9th through
11th. Give us the website.
Peaceonearthfilmfestival.org, but you could type in POEFF.org/schedule. You see the whole schedule, and then from there you can peruse the website, get trailers, and decide what package you'd like.
And I know this is true in the music world, but are you seeing a lot more documentaries? It's easier to do documentary now. People have more gear. Are you getting a higher volume of documentaries than you did 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's interesting because today I was talking with someone about documentaries and the fact that now more people are using iPhones.
Right.
And the iPhones have super, super lens and quality. And it's like a throwback into the 70s when we had these on-the-spot, like the French Connection. action where the camera was kind of like flying all over the place, and but you get caught up in the excitement. We've got a wonderful film, several films on Standing Rock. One of them, it looks like it was shot completely with a cell phone, and boy, it gets really crazy.
So I'm going to ask you to handicap a couple of the films. The Peace Exchange in India, Peace Exchange / India. Tell us about that one.
Well, there's a wonderful organization here in Chicago that takes young people from the diverse areas of Chicago. Areas actually have had a lot of violence, and they put them through 80 hours worth of training. And then they take them to different places in the world to learn from peace builders in that country. Last year they went to Nicaragua. They've been to Burma or Myanmar, and last year they went to South Africa, and this year they went to India to study in the same area of study that Martin Luther King followed when he went to study with the Gandhi nonviolent movement.
When is that going to air? I don't have the times on it. Are people going to look?
That is on Saturday evening. In fact, Sullivan is just previous to that on Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Now, we were talking about this before we went on the air. I don't know when this was done, but why is there so much gun violence?
Ah, interesting.
Student showcase, high school. After being shot three times in both of his legs and having lost his uncle, cousin, and godbrother to gun violence, Amerian fights back with a senior project documentary film addressing the issue of gun violence in his neighborhood and in his city of Chicago.
Well, another wonderful organization, the Free Spirit Media here in Chicago, has been teaching young people how to make documentaries and PSAs for many years. And Amarian was a senior at the time when he shot this. And he does a lot of interviews of experts and people in the neighborhood. And there, some of it's speculation as to how guns get into the neighborhood. But basically, there's a proliferation of guns. And, gee, I wonder how that happens.
Wow.
And so, and a lot of drugs and violence and... You know, it's just Chicago. It's rough. I can't imagine how rough it is in the inner neighborhoods, but it's rough. And yet, we don't have as high a violence as many of the cities around the country.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more of the 10th Peace on Earth Film Festival, March 9th to 11th at the Davis Theater in Lincoln Square. Right? Okay.
Lincoln
Square. Don't go away on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and on the phone is Nola Schultz, the subject matter.
How's it going?
How you doing? Thanks for calling in. I did a little Portland. Are you calling from Portland? I did a little M. Ward there from Portland for you.
Yeah, I'm calling from Portland. Yeah, that's right.
So, and we are also on the phone with in the studio with Nick Angotti, and we are setting up the Peace on Earth Film Festival. So yours is From Prison to Purpose. You're the centerpiece of the film, so why don't you take it away? Tell us about what that story is about.
So Perception from Prison to Purpose is a documentary that follows my journey, but tells so much more about the stories of young people who are incarcerated. And a lot of the focus of this film is to humanize the story, show the story of someone who has been through the circumstance and was able to overcome some of the challenges that were, in their way.
And
so in the story...
Go ahead. Oh,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say in the story, it follows my arrest at 17 years old and through the system, talking about what it was like to go through the system, but also shows kind of what I did with my time in that facility.
And you went and got two bachelor's degrees, an associate's degree. I mean, how did you get so intense about changing your course?
Exactly. That's a really good question. At the age of 17, I found myself in that cell and I was looking at quite a bit of time. And I began dissecting my past, looking at my past, and really evaluating where I wanted to go in my future. Now, I was gang involved. I was involved with selling drugs from the age of 12 up to the age of 17 when I was arrested. So the streets were kind of something I was very tied to at that point in my life. And sitting in the cell at the age of 17, I began to ask myself where I wanted to go. And I looked at my past, and I looked at the people who were in my neighborhood, the people I had looked up to, and broke it down. And the 10-year plan, really, looking at where they were going to end up, and challenged myself, told myself that I wanted to end up something better. I wanted to go to bigger places than what I was seeing other people go to. So I took that inkling of hope and brought that with me throughout my journey, and was able to get involved with some really good guys out in the facility, some older guys that had been there for a little bit longer, and they influenced me to begin, you know, starting my education and taking on leadership opportunities that were available.
Now, I want to bring Nick in on this, because before you called, we were talking about his exploration of spiritual and religious stuff. And my question to both of you is, if you could talk about transformations and changes in life and how you embrace them and how you maybe don't get scared of them.
Wow, that's interesting, because every day is a new adventure.
Right.
As I know with you as well, Noah, every day is a new adventure. Mm-hmm. You just need to tackle it that day. And as things come at me, fortunately, through the years, it's like a muscle you develop. And through the years now, when something's coming at me and it scares the hell out of me, I just look at it and say, wait, there's something greater going on here, and something greater is going to take me through it. And sure enough, it begins to shift.
Noah?
Can you ask me that question one more time? Rephrase that.
I don't know if I can ask it as well as I do. Talk about the transformation. Everybody is confronted with transformations, but how do you embrace the transformation, or what happens if you get scared of the change?
For sure. You know, a lot of times change can be scary for people. Yeah. Change can be a very scary thing. And we have to acknowledge that when we live stagnant, we begin to die. We are recreating ourselves every single day. Every single day with our decisions, from the books we read to the food we eat to the exercises and the people we communicate with, we are changing every single day. So to bring about that transformation, start transforming those daily patterns, those daily habits, and let that compound, a positive compounding effect for, you know, where you really want to go in your life. And that's unique to every single different person, but always challenge yourself to grow. If you're not growing, you're decomposing.
Right. You had a huge imprint. If you could briefly talk, people have to come see the documentary, but I mean, the imprint of your father. I watched you do TEDx stuff and stuff. I saw a little talk you did. I mean, talk about your father's imprint on you, Noah.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, from an early age, yeah, that definitely impacted the way that where I see myself going, you know? It was always a lesson. But I kind of interpreted it in my own kind of way. Now we're closer than ever at this moment in life. But yeah,
and he was incarcerated as well, right?
Yeah, for sure. He did 7.5 himself,
and you did 7.5.
Yeah, which was kind of crazy. I actually have a poem about that.
Yeah,
and that's you can find that on Vimeo.
Yeah. How did you connect with Garrett Gunn, and when did
Garrett
he start
Gwynn.
Following you? I'm sorry,
with Garrett Gwynn. Yeah, yes. So that this whole documentary wasn't something I had ever sought out or ever planned to even participate in. It kind of happened just from it manifested out of the work that we were doing in the facilities. I was in a transition facility, and we were going back, and I co-founded and co-instructed a group called Vision Strategy Action with Joey Jenkins, and we were working on that and giving the guys a vision of where they wanted to go in life, how to create a strategy to get there and take actionable steps on a daily basis to push them in a positive like direction that was unique to them. And we were doing this video. We're going to do a promo video just to get some more funding for the class. And somebody challenged Joey. He told him, I don't think you're dreaming big enough on this. And, you know, $30,000 later, some good equipment and an amazing film crew that just came together, we were able to come out with this product. You know, all hats off to the guys on the, like Garrett Gwynn and Will Cuddy and Jonathan Reed and Joey Jenkins, for sure.
And this, Nick, this is opening night. What time does it air?
Opening night begins at 6:30 on March 9th, and Jerome McDonald's there as a host. We begin with the film The Secret Fatwa, which is a reenactment about what happened in 1988 when the Shah was deposed and then the Islamic Republic took over. And what they did was they rounded up all the kids from the street that were rebelling against and so excited about the Shah being out. And it was like an inquisition. They slaughtered 4,000 people in prison.
And what time does from Prison to Purpose?
Well, actually, the whole from Prison to Purpose will be starting right around 9 o'clock. But it's an entire package for the evening. Our tickets we've packaged the whole evening as one.
Okay. No, and we got it's only about a minute left, but I want to tell the listeners, what are you doing now? I'm interested in what you're doing now.
Yeah, what am I doing now? Right.
Want your own clothing right now, line? Tell us.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm a co-owner of a fashion line called Forgotten Culture Clothing. And I've been crazy busy with that down here. But in addition to that, I've still been traveling around to different cities, different facilities, and working with young people directly.
Do you come to Chicago?
With young people.
Have you come to Chicago?
Yeah, I'm actually coming to Chicago to the film festival.
Oh, good.
So any listeners, yeah, come on out. And I would love to meet and greet with you guys and just discuss these lines of work.
Yeah,
sure.
You could certainly make an imprint here in Chicago. So
Yeah. You know, if you guys got facilities down there that are welcoming me coming in, I'm there. I mean that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for calling in. Are you following the Portland Timbers? I read you were a Timbers fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Hey, look up my name on YouTube. I got a poem that I did with the Portland Timbers.
Did you really?
A collaboration poem. I did, yeah.
I saw a baseball game, a minor league baseball game in that stadium, but I didn't see a soccer game.
Yeah, I grew up going there to the Beaver games, man. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Noah. Thanks for calling in. Nick, one more time, give us the website. And then, Noah, jump in with your website, too, and then we got to wrap it up. Go ahead.
POEFF.org or peaceonearthfilmfestival.org. Look up the schedule, select your tickets, and we look forward to seeing you at the festival.
Thanks. And, Noah, how can people find out more about you?
Yeah, ForgottenCultureClothing.com as well as PerceptionDOC.com. We're most active on Facebook, so look up Perception Documentary on Facebook and feel free to reach out.
Okay, thanks, you guys. This is a great cause, and good luck next weekend.
Thank you.